So today's Harukan is a very exciting time for many people could come. And Travis, welcome back to the Harukan show.
Thank you.
So today, could you explain what is your group?
So our group is a group of students who are going to be going on a short-term study abroad to Japan this May. And it's also part of a course to learn about Japanese culture and society. And they apply for the program this fall and were accepted. And we have started just recently meeting every 2 weeks to discuss various aspects of Japanese culture and a little bit of language, and to prepare for our trip in May. And we have eight students and two faculty members that are going on the trip. So I'm going on the trip, and the other faculty member is Regia Zhou, and the students are Brennan, Shoshana, Jackson, Sharon, M, Thomas, Laszlo, and Adrian.
Oh, many.
Yes.
And do they have a Japanese language class?
Unfortunately, Parkland no longer has a Japanese
Oh.
language course. The person who was teaching that has retired, and the college has not found someone to replace him. So this study abroad is mainly focused on gaining experience with Japanese culture and society, and just a little bit of the language.
So we are very interesting because they didn't learn Japanese language, even though they are interested in Japanese cultures.
Yes.
How they are interested in Japanese culture from America, and that is for our main interest. So please introduce everybody. Please introduce about yourself, about your interests. How and what you are interested in Japan, and what you want to do in Japan. First group is who?
Would you like to go first, Brennan?
Okay, Brennan.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hi, Brennan.
Hi,
Hey.
I'm Brennan. I'm my second year in Parkland, and I'm majoring in computer science. My interest towards Japanese culture, when I was a kid, I watched anime a lot over cartoons that we would have here in America. And around my teenage years, I started to look more into what was in Japan itself. And so I started gaining interest in crafts, particularly because I have a high interest in like crafts that get passed down. And so I liked the architecture that is in Japan, where you don't use nails, and the art styles, which I've learned in Japanese Culture Club at Parkland, which has been an interesting experience. What I expect to like see on the trip is I'm hoping we can visit some places that have that architecture without nails, so I can get a first-person view of what it's like.
ありがとうございます。You said first you were interested in anime, and then the last you said architectures. This anime and architecture is a bit different, but how do you interested in the architectures? You find something in anime or something traveling in the and architecture all over the world, architecture, see what's different from other architecture, Japanese architecture and the other architecture.
Well, it's kind of hard. mainly, like, most of the anime I had watched had shrines and stuff, and so I wanted to, like, see, like, what type of architecture was used to build the shrines, and that's when I came across the architecture that doesn't use nails at the time, and I never really had seen anywhere else that had wooden architecture without nails, besides, like, log cabins in America, like, old times. But, like, it was more intricate than log cabins. And so I found that very intriguing on how it was accomplished and long-lasting to do so.
It sounds, we are not so notice about the architecture without nail in Japan. Because without nail, so that we cannot see, no nail, like that.
Yes, no, I think that's a very more traditional way to build buildings in Japan. So I guess what's remaining are like Buddhist temples, Shinto shrines, I think.
Yeah.
So if you walk around in Kyoto, I guess we are probably coming across many without really realizing that those are built with those techniques, perhaps.
Yeah, in Japan, I live in Kyoto, so that's a lot of temples, and especially the gate. How do you say, Ryuta-san, mon, gate? And
a gate is a gate. Yeah, I guess not really any other good way to say it.
Indeed, without nail and combinated wood, and so probably you were surprised and very interesting, and yeah. So, arigatou gozaimasu, and architectures. And the next person?
I think it was me. So, I'm Shoshana. Honestly, I didn't really know a lot about Japanese culture until I took, or really anything, the education system in America is very Western-focused, leading up in high school. So, it wasn't until taking Professor Zhao's class where we learned about Eastern humanities, that's what the course is, and we just learned broadly about Korea, Japan, and China, and that was a really, really good introduction for me into learning about Japan and learning about its fundamental influences when it comes to my biggest interest in the country, I would say, is the philosophy of Confucianism and how it's affected these three countries, and also for my business, I was really, really struck by the dedication and the craft that goes into many aspects of Japanese life, and just how seemingly important it is in Japanese culture to really try to make things as beautiful and as cool and as amazing as possible, and just to put a lot of effort. And for me, as someone who is trying to create their own business, that's pretty inspiring. So I'm very excited to go to Japan and see that and see their marketing and see just the unparalleled success that Japan has had as a country and, like, as a unified group.
Arigatou gozaimasu. Shoshana-san. Arigatou gozaimasu. Ryo-san, how do you think Shoshana-san's interesting is also marketing, and from the perspective of marketing, what do you recommend to see in Japan to Shoshana, such kind of person?
Oh, that's a question to me? I see. That's a good question. You're interested in business aspect of small business, perhaps, aspect?
So, Shoshana-san interesting is in the many aspects of Japanese arts and cultures, and also she's involved in the business, and what kind of place she could call? Souvenir shop, like that?
One place that I was hoping to take her, and I thought might be in line with her interest, is the area of Tokyo, Shimokitazawa, which is kind of known for having a lot of vintage clothing shops and cafes. I thought she might find that particularly interesting.
I see. Yeah, I read vintage in her self-introduction she wrote, and I was just wondering what kind of vintage she'd be interested in. Because depending on what kind of vintage, I think Mugiko-san actually has interest in some sort of vintage stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, she goes to flea market in Kyoto and in the U.S. too. So she can probably
Selling, like, I sell secondhand, and my goal is to be as like eco and sustainable as possible with my business and what I do. So all my packaging is eco-friendly. All the things that I purchase for making it aesthetically pleasing are purchased secondhand at like craft stores locally. I really like what I do. I sell clothes, like all different types of clothes. I know that Japan is not exactly known for their secondhand market, but I still really like the just the care that aspects of certain practices are like that are they're put into each practice, and I don't see it as much here in the West. I feel like things are kind of sped up and done a little bit sloppier, maybe, to get things done. So it was just kind of a culture shock for me when being in Professor Zhao's class and learning about that. And yeah, I think I'm done.
I see. So yeah, and I guess some of the probably particularly some of the more longer running businesses in Japan, longer running shops and restaurants in Japan, department stores even, they probably have that sort of dedication, I guess, to what they do. Sometimes what they do aren't necessarily eco-friendly, I would think. But I guess if you're, it's a customer service aspect of it is maybe also interesting to visit some of the long-standing
businesses. Definitely. I think customer service is a good way to put it. That's definitely kind of just like the general rules and stuff. I'm very interested in how things are done over there.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
はい、トラベスさんが選んでくださった If I Were Well のマイル・デイビス・コンテッドの曲から始まって、トラベスさん、皆さんの紹介、どんなツアーなのかということと、皆さんの紹介をしていただいて、最初にこうブランディンさん、そしてその後ショシャナさん、お二人のイントロダクションをお届けしましたけど、リュウタさん、最初にトラベスさんおっしゃってますけど、日本語のなんか授業がなくなったみたいですね。
そうですね、バックランド昔は日本語を教えてる先生がいたんですけど、
その先生がやめられたからね、いらっしゃって、木下先生とおっしゃったかな、なんかいらっしゃって、でそのトラベスさんもいろいろ教えてもらいながら日本への関心をより深めていたっていうことが8月のトークだったんですけど、今は日本語のコースがなく、クラスがなく、だけど日本文化クラブとか、そういうものからこう学生さんたちが自分でこう関心を持っている、そういう人たちが今度のツアーに行くということで、より日本語コースとかじゃなくて、でも関心があるのはどういう関心なんだろうということをちょっと一人ずつお話を伺えますかということを聞いてみました。最初のブラネンさんはどんな話をされてましたか、リュウタさん。
そうですね、日本への興味はアニメとかから興味持つようになったってこと で今はそのアートとかクラフトとか、あと建築に興味があって、日本行ったら特にその釘を使わない建築があるらしいので見てみたいっていうことを、言ってましたね。
ブラネンさんはコンピュータサイエンスなんですね、専門が。
そうですね、
なんかいろんなことがつながるのかつながらないか分からなかったんですけど、でもなんかいきなりこうネイルを使ってないアーキテクチャっていうのがこう出てきたんで、あ、そういうのは日本の建築はそういうもんだよって一般的に知られているんですかね。
どうなんでしょうね。まあでもあのアニメとか見ててもお寺とか神社とかってよく出てくるし、
う
ん、そういう、
ね、
あの建物に興味があってとかかもしれないですけど、
うん、で神社って結構人気ですもんね。でアニメの舞台としても、それで私はなんか、あ、まあ、京都に住んでいるのでもう神社とかその変な言い方いっぱいあって、あの確かにあの大きな門とかでも釘使ってなかったりとかするので、こう建物を見たらこうびっくりするだろうなと思ったっていう、そういうようなお話をしてたんですね、うん、それで2人目のショシャナさんは、もうこれもいろんなことに関心がある方ですね。
そうですね、あのパークランドではビジネスアドミニストレーションとかを勉強してるっぽいですけれども、あの、うん、そうですね、なんかセカンドハンドのオンラインストアかなんかをやっていて、で、日本に行ったらそういう日本でそのまあ日本のビジネスでもまああの有名だったことがある国なので、うん、多分日本のビジネスがどういうことをやってるのかっていうのにも興味があるっていうことでしたね、
うん、なんかエシカルスモールビジネス、なんか、それはこうもうちょっと説明するとどういうものなんですかね。環境に優しい、セカンドハンドってことかな。
まあ、あの売ってるものは何でもいいのかもしれないんですけど、その送る時の梱包材とかそういったものにも、うん、あの気を使うとかそういうことでしょうね。
うんうん、あ、じゃあ、あの、まあ、過剰包装をしないとかそういうことも含めてなんですけども、そこでどんなところに行ったらいいんじゃないですかってこうトラビスさんもおっしゃってましたね。
まあ、あの下北沢 の古着屋さんとかいっぱいあるから下北沢とか行こうと思っているって言ってましたね、
うん、そうですよね。どうでしょう、リュウタさんだったら どういうところをこの主催者さんにおすすめする
カスタムサービスの力ですね。でその後そういうのもそうだけど、 そういう接客の丁寧さとかそういうところも見てみたい、うん、とか体験してみたいって思うんだったら、あの結構昔からあるお店とか老舗とか、うん、あとデパートとか、うん、そういったところもあのいいんじゃないかなっていう話を、僕が言いました。
日本のデパートに来たらどうなんでしょう、どんな印象なんでしょうね。
どうでしょうね。あのアメリカは結構あの特にあの中西部とかの方はデパートメントってストアっていう文化が廃れてしまったので、結構
ってことはもう大型のショッピングセンターみたいなところで割とカーにどんどんなんか買うもん入れていく、であと支払いレジみたいな感じ。
いや、まあ、なくはないんですけど、あるとむしろ寂れてて、こう全然店員さんがいないみたいなことになっちゃってたりして、なんでまあ結構違いは感じるかもしれないですけど、
うん、デパートは確かに面白いかもしれませんね。上から下まで行ってみて、最後デパ地下でいろいろこうお惣菜とかも買ってみたりとか、あの試してみたりとか、そこで皆さんがどんな作業をしているか見ていくっていうのも確かに面白いかもしれませんね、うん、ということで、じゃあちょっと曲を挟んでみたいと思うんですが、ブランネンさんが選んでくださった曲ってアレクサンダー・リーバックを、フェアリーテールっていう曲、ちょっと変わった感じの、曲なんですけど、お届けをします。それでは、曲をお届けして、あ、それでも続けてトークに行きましょうか。その後のトークが、今日のパート3になるかな、ジャクソンさん、ルイジエさん、英語の先生なんですけど、パークランドの、で、英作文とか教えてらっしゃるルイジエさんも一緒に行かれるので、そのルイジエさんと、生徒、学生さんのジャクソンさん、この二人のこう自己紹介を続けてお届けしますね。それでは、どうぞ。